I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician. Check them out at cropmetcalf.com. Coming up at 9:20, Barry Zwerluga of the Washington Post will join us. He wrote about the rise of home runs and how that may be affecting Major League Baseball and the fans. We'll also talk about the second half of the Washington Nationals with him. But right now we have, for soccer fans, a great prize. We have three pair of tickets to see the International Champions Cup, which is July 23rd at FedEx Field, where you have two of the world's best soccer clubs, Real Madrid and Arsenal, facing off right here in the DMV's backyard. You can get your tickets through Ticketmaster.com or the FedEx Field box office. That's courtesy of Relevant Sports. But we're going to give you a chance to win. And instead of doing Junkies Blackjack, since Cakes is wearing a soccer kit,
I am, yes,
we're going to do Bet Against Soccer Cakes.
Correct.
Or you can bet on him.
Well, I think the best bet would be Bet Against Soccer Cakes.
We'll throw out soccer questions to Cakes, and if listeners decide if he's going to hit it or miss it, and if they match up, they will win the prize.
The irony of Soccer Cakes is he knows very little about soccer.
So Bodie sent you the jersey.
Yes.
Was it like an early birthday gift? Your birthday's in August. Was it just out of nowhere?
I think our friend Bode Mode, who used to work here, Robert Bodie, who now lives in Colorado, he likes the Soccer Cakes bit, and I guess he felt like I could use a soccer jersey or two. So we sent a few along to Drab T-shirt.
So he's
then Drab gave them to me.
He just steered content.
Pretty much did.
He's still in producer mode.
Pretty much an associate producer of the show.
Very nice.
Bode Mode.
All right, let's punch up our first contestant, and we'll get to the questions.
I'm doing a big
Here, let's go to line eight. Let's go to Jordan in Fairfax. Jordan, you're on with the Junkies.
Jordy.
Hey, Junks. How you doing?
What's up, Jordy?
Pick a number.
Who came up with the questions, by the way?
I did.
Just you.
Yes.
AWOD wasn't involved.
You might want to come up with others.
Well, I think AWOD's a soccer guy. Come up with some questions.
I got pick a number 1 to 4.
I'm going to go with 4.
4. All right. This is Bet on Soccer Cakes.
Yes.
Fill in the blank.
I'm cringing here.
Can Cakes do it? French soccer superstar blank Pogba. Can Cakes give us the first name of blank Pogba, who is a French soccer superstar?
His last name is Pogba?
Yes.
Pogba. I'm gonna go with a miss.
You're going to bet against,
so you're betting against,
Soccer Cakes. Pogba.
Correct.
Yes.
No chance you know it.
Hold on. Now, I've seen his name before. I've seen the last name.
Because he's a one-namer. He's like Messi.
I can't be sure that I know his first name.
Or Ronaldo. He's basically a one-namer.
He's known as a one-name guy. He's a one-namer.
Not at all. I've never heard of that.
No, I mean, of course he has a first name, but my point is,
you've seen his last name.
But he's not sold like Neymar, right? Like, he's not that silly.
No. But, like, I mean, Messi has a first name, but people call him Messi.
Yeah. I've never heard of this guy.
All right, 10%
of you
thinks
were money
I know
in the 90s.
Yeah, Pogs were silly.
You think you know it.
Now, this is a grasper. This is your boy Soccer Cakes throwing a dart. Is his first name, and I'm not cheating, is his first name Didier or Didier?
No.
Pogba?
Didier.
I don't know where I pulled that from.
Didier Drogba used to play for Chelsea.
Okay. So, look, Soccer Cakes was close, but close is not good enough.
His first name is Paul.
Paul Pogba? That's a hurting name.
You're a winner, dude.
You won a pair of club tickets to the International Champions Cup on July 23rd at FedEx. Two of the world's best soccer clubs, Real Madrid and Arsenal, face off in the DMV's backyard. Get your tickets today through Ticketmaster.com or the FedEx Field box office. Those are courtesy of Relevant Sports.
Soccerstein, Adam Epstein. Yes. Is he a top five player in the world?
Pogba?
Yeah.
I think he, when he's in form, yeah.
Paul when he's Pogba. Well. He should just go by Pogba. I'm with you on that. He should be a one-namer.
Well, he's got brothers.
He does have brothers?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why he's Paul.
Okay, I guess so. All right, I felt like I was close on that one. I'm semi-confident heading into the next question.
Who
I don't know
Didier?
Why. Didier Drogba?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I don't know who that is.
All right, let's go to Adam and Burke on line 7. Adam.
Hey, what's up, my guy?
What's up, Adam?
We're playing Bet on Soccer Cakes. Pick a number 1 through 3.
Let's go with lucky number 2.
Lucky number 2. All right. Soccer Cakes. Cristiano Ronaldo currently plays for Juventus.
Yes.
He was transferred there from what team?
He's at Juventus now.
Yes, Adam.
So you're asking me the team he played for prior to Juventus.
The team that transferred him to Juventus. Adam and Burke, are you going to bet on cakes or bet against cakes?
I got to bet on my man Money Metal. Come
on,
my man.
Him.
You're betting on Soccer Cakes. I don't know if that's the right move by you. All right. He's now with Juventus. I know they're sponsored by Jeep. That has nothing to do with anything. I'm stalling. Okay? I'm clearly stalling.
Kevin stalling.
Now, I have it down to two teams.
So what you're doing is you're waiting for someone in the producer room to tell you
what the answer is. I wanna,
yeah, take the cans off know that this is legit.
This is legit. I want to do this on my own.
All right.
I am using my powers of deduction. Soccer Cakes is using his powers of deduction that Ronaldo either played for Real Madrid, the shirt that I'm wearing, kit that I'm wearing, whatever, or he played for Barcelona, as Vince Vaughn likes to say in the internship. It's one of those two. I'm pretty sure he was not on Real Madrid. So I'm going to say he was transferred from Barcelona. That's my answer.
Real Madrid.
Real Madrid.
Oh, Soccer Cakes should have gone with his
dunk.
God, I'm a dunk.
Sorry, you're not a winner.
You lose. I'm sorry. I apologize.
You were right when you said you didn't know much about it.
you're full on correct.
Hey, you're in the right country.
Oh, I knew it was one of those two teams. I told you, Soccer Cakes, he's close to a lot of the answers.
You're a ballpark guy.
Yeah, I'm a ballparker.
All right.
Damn it.
Let's go to line 5. John's in Sterling. John, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
Good morning, boys.
What's up, John?
All right, bet on or against cakes.
Soccer cakes.
Pick question 1 or 2.
1.
All right, cakes.
Yep. Soccer cakes.
Soccer cakes. A penalty kick. How many yards is it from the goal line?
A penalty kick? I have to get the exact number?
Yes.
Well, I have a guess.
John and Sterling, you're going to bet on cakes or against cakes?
I am going to bet against Soccer Cakes.
You're betting against.
By the way, Soccer Cakes once played travel soccer.
Well, it was many, many moons ago.
I guessed
and
on that
played
too.
JV soccer, I believe, 1 year
did, yes.
At Roosevelt.
That's correct. But then there was a log jam of varsity goalkeepers, and I said, I'm finished. I'm not practicing, never playing.
Isn't the junk story, didn't you have, like, the game of your life? Because, like, some...
On game day.
Yeah, because, like, some crush was in the stands.
I don't know if it was a crush in the stands, but game day was they would let students, and we went to a really large high school, 2,500. Yeah. They would let students out early to watch games on occasion. Mm-hmm. And so our school let out at 4, but we were playing... a 2:30 game, and everybody, if you wanted to leave school, which is everybody,
right.
You could go to the game, and all of a sudden,
goes to the game instead of going to school.
Yeah, why would you go to math class?
Instead of having like 20 parents there in the stands and nobody watching,
right, all the students there.
Had like 1,000 people. Then Cakes had the game of his life.
I did. I came up big. I was a primetime player.
I know less about soccer than a newborn,
right?
And I got this question right.
Wow.
So there's a lot of pressure on you here.
All right, he's John again. Just to make clear, you're betting. On cakes.
I'm betting against cakes.
Oh, you're betting cakes.
You're betting against.
That he's going to get it wrong.
Soccer Cakes believes that the penalty kick is taken from 10 yards out.
I can't believe you botched it.
That is wrong.
That's incorrect. It is 12 yards.
Oh, it's 12 yards. Jason.
John, congratulations.
I nailed it. Look,
you're a winner.
Soccer Bish knew that?
Yes. You're going to go see Real Madrid against Arsenal, DMV's backyard right here at FedEx Field. You can, of course, get tickets through Ticketmaster.com or the FedEx Field box office. That's courtesy of Relevant Sports. But you win the tickets by betting against Cakes.
So congrats,
I got one
sir.
More.
Congrats.
Got one more.
Enjoy my going to see my guy, Asensio.
Let's go to Andrew in Capitol Hill.
Soccer Cakes is not faring well in this contest.
Andrew, what's up?
Morning, Junks.
What's up?
How y'all
all
doing?
Right. Good. Bet on Soccer Cakes. Here's the next question, Andrew, and Soccer Cakes. Who is the current champion of the English Premier League?
Ooh, English Premier League current champ.
Andrew, are you going to bet on Cakes or bet against Soccer Cakes?
I'm betting 100% against Soccer Cakes on this. Again.
Let's see. Now, 2 years ago, it was the rags to riches story. It was Leicester City won the whole thing.
I love how Cakes, he doesn't know the answer, so he just starts talking about the things that he knows.
I have to think out loud here. I have to kind of.
I got it wrong.
I have to use my process here. Yes.
Oh, okay.
So Leicester City won it 2 years ago. I'm going to guess just one of the powers won it this past year. Is it Chelsea? Is it Man U? I'm just going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say Chelsea were your Premier League champions.
No. The current champion would be Manchester City.
Man City.
Soccerbish closer than you. I think he just went with like West Manchester, or I don't even know.
There's
if that
not
exists.
A West. There's a West Ham.
What did you write?
Oh, I was thinking West Ham.
Yeah, you're thinking West.
I wrote West Manchester.
Yeah, right. Manchester City.
I combined it.
I like it. All right. Well, he's a winner. He bet against
me. Successful game.
Big winner.
Successful. Hey, Bodie, thank you for the segment.
Yeah, Bodie, thanks, and thanks for the. For the new to me jersey,
so
I appreciate it.
You were Bryce Harper 0-4 with yeah. 4 Ks.
So many punch outs.
He wins the tickets to go see Real Madrid against Arsenal. That, of course, is coming up July 23rd at FedEx Field, courtesy of Relevant Sports. What's relevant to us is it is Open Line Thursday, and if you want to chime in, steer the show. 800-636-1067 is the number. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Bet on Soccer Cakes was a hit. Our girl Shola, who's a longtime listener of the show, says, please share that bit to social media. I need to share it with my friends. Hilarious. Funniest was West Manchester.
West Man.
You know who else loved it? Barry's Verluga loved that segment. He's a huge bet on Cakes.
Old drab. We weren't going to bring that up, and you bring it right up.
No, he's a huge bet on Cakes segment.
Is that what it is? He's a big bet on Soccer Cakes guy?
Yeah, he loves it. I
botched it. I told Barry we'd be on it. He'd be on at 9.
Yes.
And I wrote down 9:20, so right. I apologized to Barry. He was sitting in his car listening to the soccer conversation.
Hey, Barry, but he was listening,
hey, Barry,
which is good.
We're wide open tomorrow, buddy.
We certainly are.
Let's go to Dan in Fairfax on line one. It is open line Thursday if you want to chime in at 800-636-1067. What's up, Dan?
Hey, Junkies.
Hey, what's up?
I had the privilege of singing my national song on Grant and Danny a couple of years ago with Keith Elgin. That was awesome.
All right.
But I remember when I met you guys at the summer dress party, I told Jason that I listen every day, and he said, well, keep listening. And Cakes had an Iron Maiden T-shirt on, and he said, well, somebody has to represent for the rock band.
He probably said it like that, too.
I probably did. Probably dead
as far
on.
As far as Adam Epstein, I think you guys give him way too much crap. I think back when I was 26 years old, I used to party a lot, too, but I told him when I saw him at the St. James, I said, don't let him bring you down because you're on your way up. And I think he does a great job on his radio show, too.
Man,
look at this.
There's an AWOD fan out there.
AWOD hype.
I'm having a good night.
By the way, I just want to say one more thing.
Darius Geis is going to be one of the best running backs in the league. Before he got injured last year, I think he was looking like the next Zeke Elliott.
Yeah,
and it's going to depend
carries.
On us.
What are you talking about? He
Dan?
Played for 10 seconds. How can you call him the next Zeke?
I mean, okay, mark my words. That's my prediction. I think he's going to have a great year. And it's going to depend on if Richardson, Dotson, Reed, and Thompson can stay healthy. But thanks for taking my call.
I had a question for you, but you talked too much.
Okay.
He's still there if you want to ask him.
So when you came up to me at the summer dress party and said, I listen every day, what did you want me to say to that? What was wrong?
No, it's just the way you said it. Your reply was, well, keep listening.
Like, well, I got a little good news.
Well, what did you want me to say? That, by the way, that's what Cakes would have said, too.
I may have.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Unfunny Dan.
Hey, Jason, I know that you've talked about potentially moving. I don't think you're that serious about moving, but you've thrown it out there.
Oh, I'm going to move at some point, yeah.
Downsize.
You see that Bruce Allen's house is up for sale.
Well, that's not downsizing.
Is that the one in, is it Great Falls?
I think it's McLean.
McLean. Yeah. It's 10,500 square feet.
I mean, that's massive.
Being listed at $3.475 million.
Right in your
that's
price
actually,
range.
That's actually probably small in McLean, but go ahead.
It's just a two-story house built in 2006. Might even have room for Cakes's vehicles, four-car garage.
It's a lock. It has a bar. There's a billion% chance it has a big bar.
Seven bedrooms.
Probably has multiple bars. Yeah.
Nine bathrooms, master suite featuring dual closets, dual bathrooms, a lounge, and a private balcony.
Mm-hmm.
Has a covered private balcony, fireplace, and sitting area, which completes the master suite. There's a Redskins-themed bedroom.
Hold on. Back up for a second. He has a fireplace in the master suite.
Yes.
That's very foofy.
The house also features a fully finished lower level with a home theater, exercise room, wet bar and kitchen.
Of course.
Billiards area and walk out to the backyard flagstone patio with the fire pit.
Did he
there
just buy
go.
A house out
You can
in...
check it out at the fandc.com.
Did he... I think he bought a house in...
California.
Yeah, but what part?
It was, hold on, I,
was
remember,
it Manhattan Beach?
I remember coveting it and looking at it.
I think it was Manhattan Beach area.
Might have been.
He's gonna live
I remember he bought it for about, I think it was like 7 or 8 milli. We're so deep into Bruce Allen's pockets.
Well, he's so rich.
You can check out all the pictures. Again, go to thefandc.com. Ben did a good job writing it
By the way, my wife calls me in, I wouldn't say daily, but probably 3 times a week. She calls me into my office because I'm probably watching sports or on my computer in the living
room. Sweating your Wimbledon bets.
Right. And she's in my office on, you know, Long and Foster or whatever website she's on.
Okay.
And she's pulling up houses.
Right.
And because she wants me to look at the house that she, you know, she's coveting a little bit, but she's like, we can afford this.
Well, where is she looking?
Just Ashburn, Leesburg area.
So in the same area, but just a smaller house.
Not necessarily smaller, but with a pool.
Oh, a pool.
Yeah, she wants a pool.
She wants to do some cannonballs.
She wants a bigger backyard, all right, as do I. But she's loving a pool right now.
Interesting.
Now, I don't want to buy a house and then put a pool in because I've talked to people who have done that.
No,
it's
no.
a complete nightmare.
You buy it with the pool.
You've
got to
buy
there.
The house with the pool.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't buy the house and then destroy your yard for 6 months.
No, you don't want to do that.
Would it be an above ground?
Valdez recommends. So yeah. You don't have to destroy the backyard.
I got a guy.
Oh, you got a guy.
Yeah, I got a guy. I'll put a pool in for you.
Yeah. Yeah,
His name is Robert Myers.
So old T-Boz is vibing a pool.
Interesting. I don't hate that idea. For you, I don't hate that idea. For me, I would hate that idea.
Would you use it?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would, all
like
the time.
Like you'd swim laps?
I wouldn't have to take showers. I would just jump in the pool.
If it's your own pool... And look, you're going to have one daughter in college, and your second daughter is going to be in college in a couple of years. It'll be empty nesters.
Right.
It'll be just you two.
Right.
Would you skinny dip in your own pool?
Well, not with my wife, but yeah, I would skinny dip.
By himself. By himself, he would.
I told you that my Uncle Jack, who lives down on the Eastern Shore in Oxford.
Oxford, Maryland.
So he would, after, you know, a night having some cocktails, he wouldn't take a shower. He would just pull down his PJs, and he'll jump in the pool. Buck naked. Uncle Jack
That's
would do
not
that.
As good as a shower because you have chlorine all over you.
Yeah, no, but...
Yeah, but chlorine still, probably kills the germs.
You still feel kind of clean when you get out of a pool. But that's
I mean,
what he...
No
that's
soap?
What, you could bring soap in the pool. Why can't you bring soap in the pool?
I That's hurt.
Doesn't that mess with like the pH balance in the pool?
Who knows? Keep it clean. Anyway, so that's what Uncle Jack would do.
Hey, maybe we'll have our number one ratings pool party.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
All right.
Hey, that's another thing that Jason backed out of.
You know what else we
could
do?
He still owes us money for going to the Bahamas, and he did back out of number one book. If we ever get number one book ratings party at his house,
if that party,
I'm a re-negger.
If it ever happened, I think we'd have to invite the next guy we're going to talk to on Open Line Thursday, Cowboy Todd.
What's happening, fellas?
What's up,
Cowboy?
Hey, so when y'all come down at the Richmond, are we gonna play a round of golf when y'all get down here? I'm taking vacation.
Yeah, Jason said he can't wait to play a round of golf with you.
I've been talking to some people about playing golf down there. It just depends on what our obligations are. We're gonna have to do some interviews, and we also probably have some sort of an appearance.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if I'll have time.
You should take Cowboy Todd to Kinloch.
I would, but Kinloch, I believe, is closed for a year.
I didn't know
they're,
that.
They're redesigning.
What is Cowboy Todd's handicap?
A lot of things.
Probably about a 15.
About a 15?
Yeah, probably 15. I ain't played in a year and a half. I was averaging mid-80s to low 90s.
That's not bad.
Okay, all right, so you're probably right.
So about a 15,
Is it a legitimate handicap? Do you post your scores?
No way.
No, I don't post. No, no I don't. Way. I don't even have internet.
So. He uses that computer in the clubhouse.
All right, well, so he's guessing on the number.
Yeah,
it could be an 18. It could be a.
I'm going to guess
12.
He's more of like shoots around 100.
Yeah, I'm going to say. I'm going to say he picks up and gives himself a lot of putts.
Right.
No, definitely not. Definitely, I used to play in high school, so. Yeah.
Look at that. That's an upset.
I'm shocked you weren't on the hunting team in high school.
Can you imagine that ragtag foursome?
But no, definitely we'll have to get together if y'all can make it, or at least a round of beers at the World of Beers down there.
He marks his ball
with
tobacco spit.
Yeah. Cowboy Todd, did you graduate high school?
No, I didn't graduate. I got my GED.
Okay. Well, that works. All right, Todd.
I'll hang out with you down there.
All right, sounds good.
We'll figure it out once we solidify the plans.
Sounds good.
How's the shop going? How's the shop working out?
It's actually good. Our new building will be here on the 19th, so we're growing. We're doing good.
Expanding.
Yeah, new shed is being delivered. Thank you, Cowboy.
Best of luck with that.
All right, let's open up the entertainment page, Cakes. Sponsored, I believe.
I don't know if I can get to all the stories. There's so many good stories.
Sponsored by friends at Second Chance Addiction Care, outpatient drug and alcohol addiction center. It's already helped several junkies. Listeners online at secondchancecare.com.
All right, I know that Valdez put this together because the lead story is about his buddy, James Holzhauer from Jeopardy. The Tournament of Champions is returning. 15 top performers from the past two seasons are going to return to the Jeopardy stage.
But just the past two seasons?
Past two seasons.
And everybody wants to see Ken Jennings against James.
Here's who's coming back. James Holzhauer, Josh Hill, I don't know him, Ryan Fenster, don't know him, Annika Garcia, and maybe a surprise or two. So maybe they are angling
to bring
get
back
Jennings,
Ken Jennings
in the mix.
That was the lead?
That's the lead.
That's only because Valdez put it on top of the stack.
Well, Cakes has editorial.
That's true.
Control.
This is true. It's a good point.
Although Cakes is a robot.
Yeah, I doubt
no,
he did.
No, I've shifted the stories around.
All right, what's number two?
It's another Jeopardy themed story.
See, this is all Valdez.
Well, he likes Jeopardy.
I like Jeopardy too. Bit of a Jeopardy nerd. Jeopardy champion Alex Jacob claimed he won money through the HQ Trivia app, but has not heard anything regarding his prize. He won the game show's Tournament of Champions Jeopardies in 2015, tweeted on Monday, "Guys, I need your help. I won $20,000 on HQ Trivia on June 10th. Still haven't heard anything about payment. Sadly, I don't think they're going to pay." When they reached out to HQ Trivia, they told Fox Business that it takes 90 days for winners to receive their prize.
If I was texting back and reacting to this segment, this is what you would see.
Oh, all Z's? Why all Z's? You know what? Because you don't get into game shows.
Look,
you don't like Jeopardy.
Look, Valdez.
That ricks me.
That ricks you.
By the way, I've
Who
seen...
Who started that, by the way,
that, that's a that's Drabby. A
that
draft t-shirt.
No, that was Drabby.
I've seen, like, Peter from Burke, I know, plays HQ Trivia, and every time I see him tweet about it, he's won like 6 cents when he plays on HQ Trivia. So that's like, I mean, you're really
I feel like it was popular a year ago. I think I played it a few times back then. I might have won a buck.
Yeah, I've never played.
By the way, on the Vibe Machine, someone's agreeing with me that he just jumps in his pool before, or other than showering, he just jumps in his pool.
That's his thing.
Yeah.
Also, the Thompson Creek Windows tax machine.
I'm telling you, if
just
I had a pool in the backyard.
Just because they agree with you doesn't mean it's not pathetic.
I don't think it's pathetic.
It's
not normal, but it's not pathetic.
I think this next story will awake you from your Z slumber over there. Because I have in front of me the Forbes top 10 list of highest paid celebrities for 2018. I want to see if you can guess who's number one.
Are these celebrities just actors? Are these singers,
athletes? These include athletes, actors, singers, the whole gamut.
All right.
Who's number one? Who's numero uno? Or do you want me to go from top 10 and you can guess number one?
No, let's just guess names and you just tell
us. Give
us
the sport if it's an athlete.
Number one is not an athlete. It's an entertainer.
Taylor Swift.
It is Taylor Swift.
Oh, nice.
She pulled in a cool $185 million last year.
All right, I'll say number two. Well, someone in the top 10. Drake.
Drake is not in the top 10.
Is that a bad guess?
I don't think that's a bad guess. Okay. Solid guess.
He started at the bottom.
So
nice here.
So Tay-Tay is one.
Yes.
Number two, what industry?
Let's go with business. She's in the business world, and she's young.
Oh, Kylie Jenner.
Kylie Jenner at number two, $170 million. Entertainer at number three, Kanye.
Okay.
Number four is Messi, made $127 million. Ed Sheeran at fifth with $110 million.
Overrated.
I mean, Ed Sheeran's talented and all, but I mean, he's $110 million. I'm with you. A little bit overrated. Cristiano Ronaldo at 109 next. Soccer star Neymar coming in seventh at 105.
Three international soccer players.
Yes. This one surprised me a little bit. Shows the staying power of the Eagles at eight. Made $100 million last year. Dr. Phil, $95 million. I mean, that's a joke.
Hold on, staying power of the Eagles?
The Eagles.
Yeah, they're taking,
just the Eagles,
it easy.
The Eagles.
So just the Eagles band made how much?
$100 million.
Okay. Because all the other ones are individuals.
Because it doesn't say the Philadelphia Eagles. It just says the Eagles. So I'm assuming that's the band.
So it's not Don Henley. It's just the band.
Yeah, the band.
All right.
With their inefficient offense.
Yeah, their poor offense. So they're at eight. Dr. Phil at nine. And rounding out your top 10. Boxer Canelo Alvarez made $94 million.
That's crazy.
A little bit shocking.
I would have guessed Oprah. Oprah not in the mix.
Oprah was not in the top 10. And last and probably least on the abbreviated Z-filled sports page.
Hold on. Just to defend the EP.
It's hard, the Z page.
It's hard to come back after yesterday's entertainment page. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Yesterday
was a good one.
England's soccer team. Yeah, that's true.
People were asking me if there's any update on those picks. Were they fake or were they legitimate? Were they genuine?
I don't know.
No clue.
But I got hot about
I got about 10,000 text messages.
Yeah. I got a lot of those too. And I sent them all your way. The last story, Brad Pitt has turned to beekeeping amid his flagging movie career at this point.
What?
He's into beekeeping.
God, he's a weirdo.
It's his thing. Likes keeping bees.
Does he cover himself with in the bee suit?
I would imagine so. He's apparently gone all in on the craze, erecting a series of concrete bee villas in the backyard of his Los Feliz, California compound.
That's nice.
He's got bees everywhere. You know what I do with bees? Shoo them away. Get away. Leave me alone. Go make some honey. Do something productive.
You don't remember who brought over a case of bees to 106.7 The Fan Fest?
They brought a case. Chuckles the Clown.
Chuckles, yeah.
Yes.
Not the case. It's a bunch of the letter bees.
It's a terrible, terrible sight gag by our friend Chuckles the Clown. There's your EP. I hope you were entertained, Jason.
Thank you very much.
800-636-1067 is the number. It still is Open Line Thursday. You can steer the show just by giving us a call.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the show, Junk's on 106.7 Fan and NBC Sports Washington. On an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067 is the number.
So is the British next week?
Yeah.
The Open Championship. The Open yes, correct. From Royal Portrush, I believe.
Where is Cakes in the Golf Pool standings?
Dwindling.
Because about a month and a half ago, there was a lot of discussion.
Yeah.
I mean, some people wanted you banned from your own league.
Sure. Just because I used a resource that was readily available
people
to anybody.
People aren't calling for your head anymore.
Yeah. Well.
As you slid down the standings.
They tend not to care as much when you're not atop the standings. When you've fallen out of the money by five or six spots, which I have at this point, people tend to care not quite as much.
I can tell you where he is. 13th.
Ooh.
So he went from 1 to 13 in about a month.
I've taken a tumble.
That reminds me of ICPT stock.
Yeah, yep. Certainly does.
Yeah, it is tumbling. Cakes is tanking. But he has won $120. So it was 125 entries, so he's basically back to even. I have won $76.84.
All I know is I'm rooting heavily for Victor Hovland and Sam Burns this weekend to do some work. I need them.
I got our boy Denny McCarthy. He's 2-under through 5 early.
Very good.
But he's been playing well.
You going to watch episode 4 of City on a Hill tonight?
I will at some point.
Ooh.
Got to catch up.
Hey, Wad, we got to watch season 3, episode 1 of Snowfall today, which was last night on FX. Really good show.
I couldn't just pick up on season 3. I've seen the ads. They look good.
No, you got to watch 1 and 2.
See, now you're a little crestfallen.
It's
you can't go
work.
All that way back. You just can't.
It'd probably be
although he does
20
that.
Episodes.
He started Walking Dead.
I did.
Season 4.
Yeah.
He started Homeland like season 6.
I know, but I missed so much.
He has no idea who Brody is.
No idea.
He missed the whole Brody story arc.
That's the best part.
When's Homeland coming back?
Probably January.
That's probably right.
And this is the final season.
I think this is it. They're wrapping
for
it.
For Carrie.
Yes.
Yep. They're wrapping it.
Yep.
Yeah, Snowfall's good, though, but you'd have to watch 1 and 2. 1 and 2 are really good.
She's such a good actress, Claire Danes, as Carrie on Homeland.
She's very good.
And I'm sure she could pull it off, but I can't see it. Like, she could never be in, like, a rom-com now, right?
I mean, she probably could, but it's hard to separate her from that role now. She's kind of typecast.
Although she was kind of in, I don't know if it was technically a rom-com, but Family Stone.
Never seen it.
Comedy.
Yeah, but that's
Christmas
prior
movie.
To Homeland.
No, it is. But if you went back and watched it, I don't know if you'd buy it. I don't know if you'd buy into her character.
I just see her as somebody who's going to be manic and crying and
did
like
you
a lot
see
of facial
her?
Expressions all
guessing
the time.
Guessing you didn't see her. I think it was Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines.
I did not see Terminator.
You probably missed her.
Yeah, I missed that.
In that one.
Yeah. Fortunately, I missed
that. By the way, a new Terminator coming out on the horizon.
With Arnold?
With Arnold, and they're bringing back Linda Hamilton. It actually looks kind of silly.
Wow.
Yeah, they're bringing the band back together.
Linda Hamilton from?
From the original Terminator?
No, where's she from?
Oh, where's she from?
I'm asking you where she's from.
Ooh, this is a good one. Now, she was married to James Cameron, right? And they got divorced. And I believe he's directing the new Terminator.
I'm pretty sure.
That's got to be kind of weird.
Pretty sure she's from.
Don't tell me. I'm going to guess.
All right.
Linda Hamilton is from Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Why did you pick that one?
I just random.
I think Linda Hamilton is from the Eastern Shore.
She's from MD. She's from Maryland.
Watch, I'm going to be totally wrong.
She likes crabs.
Look where she was born.
Where is she from?
Salisbury, Maryland.
She's a seagull fan.
Yes.
She loves the Eastern Shore.
That's a claim to Salisbury's claim to fame, Linda Hamilton.
Well, and the Purdue Chicken Empire.
The chicken plant.
I mean, in terms of celebrities.
Yeah.
You mean it's not Jason Bishop?
No.
I mean, no,
he's not,
games
he's not from there.
I'm not going to be in the Terminator.
No, you're not.
But did she graduate from Salisbury State?
It's now Salisbury University.
Okay. That's Salisbury University.
No, she went to Washington College in Chestertown. But she did grow up in Salisbury. The Bury. Wicomico Middle School and Wicomico High School. I know exactly where they are.
I definitely believe in one of your promos that we play on the show. Uh-huh. You talk about something happening at Wicomico.
Oh, no, I know what he's talking. Really? I think I can. It's like a Russian, like seminar. Russian political seminar. It's like something you should never be talking
about.
That's
right. I do remember that.
Why would you?
They're like, that was some Oingo and Boingo.
You had to do like a mention. Don't miss the Russian geopolitical seminar at the Wicomico Hall.
But when I called, yeah, I do remember that. But when I called the Salisbury UMBS game, I could have said it was the Battle of Wicomico County.
Yeah, you could have, but I think you called it.
Hello, basketball fans. Welcome to the Civic Center here in Salisbury, Maryland. My name is Bish, sports director.
Oh, it's so embarrassing.
I think
please
you might
don't
have termed it the war by the shore,
yeah,
something along those lines.
I think you're right. All right, let's go to our good friend. Is Bruce ready?
He is listed as ready, so I'm going to guess he's been thoroughly vetted and prepped. Bruce, hello. Good morning.
Good morning, junkies. I got an announcement to make.
Okay, Bruce.
Rob, Cowboy, and me all on the same day. It must be All-Star Week.
Yes. If Rom, Cowboy Todd, and Bruce all on the same day, it is All-Star Week. It's All-Star P1 Week here on the Junk.
We got baseball again tonight, though, and then, of course, you got a full slate tomorrow.
That's great. I'm sure Bruce is going to watch every second of Rangers Stros tonight.
Yep. Every second?
Everything what? Okay in your house?
Everything okay.
All right. Okay.
What are you going to do today, Bruce?
Just take care of mom.
Yeah, take care of
just
mom.
Just be with mom.
All right. Don't play golf today because you're not going to get the round in. It's going to storm later.
No. Okay. There'll be heavy storms today.
Yes. Heavy storms. Thunderstorms.
Big storm. Heavy, big storm today.
Yes, correct. All right. Stay inside. Be safe.
I will.
Bruce won't get to update his handicap today.
Cake says he loves you.
I was holding it in. I was like, I don't want to be cold-blooded and ask the same question that we ask Cowboy
clearly
Todd.
About these, Zing. I'm just the delivery method. His golf handicap.
Right.
Nobody has a sense of humor.
Oh, believe me, we do. I knew exactly what you were going for.
I'm sure he did.
I wonder what his gin is.
I don't even know what that means. What is gin is?
It's just the number you punch in when you get your handicap.
I mean, it's very golf geeky.
Yes, it is.
Are the Wizards back in action in Summer League today?
I mean, I'd have to look it up.
I've been watching.
You think I know their Summer League schedule?
I think it's only like four or five.
Some of these teams are playing every night.
Maybe five or six. And then I think they have some sort of a playoff.
They should.
Wizards have only had three.
It is a Summer League.
Yeah.
They should have a playoff, some sort of a playoff at the end of the year.
I know... For betting, the Knicks were favored to win the Summer League.
There you go. Exactly. Sorry I'm going to miss that.
Oh, here, I found it.
Today, a lecture covering the future of the Soviet economy will be held Tuesday, October 22nd at 7:30 in the Wicomico Room in the University Center.
That's so bad.
The Russian future of the Russian economy?
Yeah, what happened there?
How many Seagull students went and took in that lecture?
Handful.
Good Lord.
Jesus.
Could you imagine hanging out with your college buddies saying, you know what? The Wicomico Center is having, they're having a lecture about the future of the Russian economy. Let's go.
That's the best of small town Eastern Shore D3 radio right there.
If I had brought that up to one of my sweet mates, they would have punched me in the face. I said, what are you talking about?
Yeah, but if Valdez put it right in front of you, you would read it.
I would read what?
Whatever read you're supposed to do, because that's what you do, and that's what Jason
had to
do.
No, he's saying he just would never go to it.
Of course he wouldn't go to it.
No.
But you'd be a robot just like him and have to read the Wicomico, whatever the hell it was.
Wicomico.
Man, that was just embarrassing.
Hey, at least you had a radio resume.
My favorite is when you fade out from the one record and you hear the needle of the record like,
I know.
Radio warts and all from way back in the day.
Yeah, we actually
don't be ashamed. We embrace it.
Yeah, we actually spun the record.
Spun the records. That's how old we are.
I wish we had something from Cakes' George Michael Sports Machine days.
Well, I was never on air. I was just a drone that worked behind the scenes. I was just a little minion. I was a nothing.
But look where you are now.
I've ascended to these heights after all these years. It's pretty amazing.
All right, we got to get out of here. For Bish, Cakes, I'm JP. We will see you tomorrow. Grant and Danny, they are coming up next right here on The Fan. Beep.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.